Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break, not from the studio, but live from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach on North 27th Street. Please stop by. It is Give to Lincoln Day. We encourage you to donate funds to Give to Lincoln Day and Matt Talbot, because Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, SIP, their mission is to relieve hunger, overcome homelessness, address addiction, and provide outreach and advocacy in Lincoln, a wonderful organization here we are proud to be at for Give to Lincoln Day. You can donate all day long at givetolincoln.com. Search Matt Talbot in the search bar. Choose your donation level. Any level is wonderful, but certainly want to do what we can to provide the best day possible for Matt Talbot, be a part of it, and try to set some records here. For donations.
I think the most important thing we can do here is to make it clear how do people donate?
Well, once
how do the good people of Lincoln and outlying areas donate?
Once again, if they'd like to donate, give to Lincoln.
Give to Lincoln.com
and type Matt Talbot in the search bar, and that's how you can donate today. But again, also, if you donate, please text, just do a screenshot, text us at 402-464-5685 all day long. We want to highlight you for helping out a wonderful organization here in Lincoln. But givetolincoln.com, Matt Talbot. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Get involved.
Yes.
Here we are.
We are here.
We're on the road.
We're on remote. We don't do remote broadcasts very often. I would say four times a year, maybe.
This is a special one.
This is one that you have. Giving Day is a key day for us, and this has always been a lot of fun. And now to be involved in this one is great, and to be here with the team.
Here we are.
We are here. Idle chit chat. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I missed out. There we go.
The coach.
The coach is here.
Just can't help himself.
No. By the,
I feel like Luke Reimer over here.
I'm just telling you right now, that is a missed art of coaching. How great would that still be to have that when every time you break out of a huddle from at that, everyone hands in.
Don't they do it anymore?
I don't think they.
I don't know.
I don't see that anymore.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't see hands in. I don't see.
We need hands in.
I don't see this like that. You just don't see that.
You keep piling.
You just don't see that. Mm-mm. And I know in Hoosiers they did that.
Yeah.
I know for sure in Hoosiers they did that.
God, I guess I'm so far removed. I didn't know they don't do that. Yeah. I don't see it in the NBA.
Yeah, I did not see that in the NBA.
No, you don't. You don't see that at all.
There's a lot of hard crying in the NBA, actually. But anyway,
we do have a big day of guests on the station. Not just this show, but all the way through. We'll have Dale Wellman, the Nebraska Wesleyan men's basketball coach, at 8. We'll have Rhonda Revelle and Ava Breadwell from Nebraska softball, 8:30 today.
Gus Felder and Teddy Prochaska from Nebraska football at 1:30. Also, John Baylor, the voice of Nebraska volleyball,
the voice,
will be on at 2:30. And potentially we'll have Peter Colbelt from UNL men's tennis, Heather Brink from women's gymnastics, and maybe some other big names possibly show up today.
What, so on our show again?
Give we me will that. Have Dale Wellman at 8 a.m., Rhonda Ravel at 8:30, and we'll have Mike Schaefer stop by at 7.
Okay.
So it's going to be a full show today.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, we got
we're
a lot.
Busy. We're yeah, busy here in late May.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
we want to be busy. That's awesome.
We're busy, unlike the T-Wolves last night, who had no interest in being there in Oklahoma City.
It appeared as if it would have been much easier for them just to say, let's just call this thing good. That's the little bit what I watched. I sent a text out, and it looked as if there was, not by everyone, there was a few T-Wolves that were, but there was a lot of uninterest.
Cancunitis?
I don't know. There was a time, I think they scored 9 in the first quarter. They were on pace for 36 points.
Too many blowouts in the playoffs. Yeah. Too many blowouts. It's marred the playoffs.
Marred.
Too many blowouts.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you.
Last night
was one of those. It was like
it never was a game. It,
also, it was 44 like to 16 at one time. And I'm like, this is awesome.
No, it wasn't good.
Let's get this there. Get the court figured out.
We have problems.
Yeah, it was rattling. Yeah. Oh, there was a rattling.
You're good though. You're good now.
Yeah, it was. I was at PF. Planet
Fitness. Working out. Fitness.
Getting and his and I looked
maxing
up.
Maxing out on some squats.
No. I was looked up. I didn't see that. I looked up on the monitor, 65 to 32.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need to get
game's over. Don't need to get any interest in that.
What is the deal? What happened?
It was 28-9 at the end of the first quarter. They had 9 points in the first quarter, Minnesota.
And Bill, you thought Ant was not fully engaged?
He was not. He was not. I don't think anyone would push back on that. Nope. It was like things didn't go well. A couple shots didn't go in, and that was it. That kind of wrapped it up.
Those guys will be in Cancun by
today.
Right now, maybe.
Today.
Right today.
Now.
Yeah.
Or wherever they go. Oh. But that's a big thing. The kids tell me that. Is it? Yeah, those guys, they just want to take their vacation. All right. It's a little bit of a turnoff for me. If you can't,
the finals mean nothing to you, Minnesota. Right. You just, hey, we made it to the Western Conference Finals. We're good.
Yeah,
we won a game in the conference Western Conference Finals. We're good.
I mean, we're talking about effort right now. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about effort. Yeah. I'd have a hard time with that if I was a head coach.
I would too.
Really? We're having a little effort problem now. It's the Western Conference Finals.
You think the one thing would be said? I guarantee it was addressed at halftime. The one thing we're going to do. We're gonna play as hard as you can possibly play in the second half. That didn't happen either.
See,
no. That,
what do you do with those guys though?
There was nothing. That
or happened. What? Or you're gonna cut me $7 million? I mean, what? I mean, I don't know what you do with them. You're the coach here. You're the coach.
I don't have much NBA knowledge.
You are the.
But
coach.
It does look as if though there should be a pretty intriguing Indiana, which should handle business,
right,
I'm sure.
Right.
But Indiana OKC looks pretty interesting.
It does.
It does. It looks like it's not the logos that you really resonate to see, but
no, not necessarily. No, it's not except OKC was the best team in the NBA this year, which is so they're deserving. Indiana, I think, kind of came from nowhere. I didn't know much about them.
Agreed.
You still don't. You know, Tyrese Halliburton, Neesmith on the team.
Yeah. Siakam.
Pascal Siakam, yeah.
They have the net Nembhard.
Can we go into a
– McConnell.
Into a bonus bugaboo?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, sure.
I don't want – this is probably not time
this
to
This is
do
a bonus bugaboo?
It's a bonus bugaboo. And I can't take it. Uh-oh. I'm done with this. This has been going on for
– Oh, no.
Okay, it was kind of cool once maybe or for one game or something. I am so done with the T-shirt thing. When they hand out the T-shirts in the stands,
at the games,
and now it's like, okay, now it's blue white, now it's a white out, now it's this. They have to put them all out, and there's 15,000. And you get dressed, people come to the game, and you got like some 70-year-old guy trying to get a T-shirt over his head to fit in. I thought I can't stand it. And tonight, first of all, where would you rather see a game at? Would you rather see a game in Madison Square Garden or any other? Where else would you want to go?
Nowhere.
Nowhere, really.
It's pretty much the best, right?
Be
I mean,
the best
it's a Boston Garden.
Boston's pretty good.
But Madison Square Garden is the best. It's the oldest one still rolling. It's it's the best. Just watch the game tonight. Just see if they hand out T-shirts. They don't. They don't hand out T-shirts.
They're not going to hand out T-shirts.
No. And this, remember, hey, you got to get there early. Get your T-shirt on.
I don't think they do that in Boston either.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I'm not.
I don't think so either, but – I mean, that drives me nuts.
OKC
what would drive you nuts?
OKC does it every game.
Every game.
What would drive you nuts, Bill, is I have been to a game that has done this before, And the problem is that it's always like 4XL shirt. Like, no, you can't even wear, I mean, unless you are a person that is bigger, you can't wear the shirt.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just goes drapes down to you. It's a drape, basically.
I just see people wearing them. I just can imagine watching it and going, oh, yeah, I got to put this on now.
You can't decline, really.
Yeah, it's kind of
part of the deal.
There's a few that do decline, but and I love those people. But there's probably someone there going, really? You're not putting the T-shirt on? Then I'd be in an argument.
Here.
Then I would be in a serious argument with somebody behind me. Oh, I'd be like, if I got the shoulder tap, hey, buddy,
where's your shirt at?
Get your T-shirt on. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Could it just stop at that?
I don't think so. I think it would continue.
What if your shirt was way off? Like if you were wearing a bright orange and a purple one, you know?
Can you imagine just going to a Philadelphia Eagles football game and handing out T-shirts to everybody? Imagine that those guys. Hey, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wear T-shirts.
Now, the dissenting view would be just put the T-shirt on.
I'm instantly mad. I turn the game comes on. I go, oh yeah, they're doing the T-shirt.
They do it every game.
You know what? One time 9 years ago. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Every game,
it's too much.
I get it. I'm 100% with you on it.
No, I'm worked up.
Are you worked up?
I'm worked up.
A bugaboo by 6:10 a.m. on a Thursday.
I'm also freaked out because usually we cannot see ourselves.
Now we can see ourselves.
I know, it's kind of weird.
And it's kind of a side view. I don't know where to look, and I'm just – Jake's got me all jacked up here.
Jake's got a cap on.
Jake's got a hat on.
Freaked us out completely.
Me and Sip about had –
You guys did.
I told Sip he had to pull down, as my dad would say, the only thing stopping it was his shoulders.
He's got his uniform.
He's got his uniform.
I'm decked out in ticket gear today, you know.
Like, he does.
Like ATS. Is that what it is? ATS? I don't know, whatever. You're like a federal official.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something tobacco and firearms?
It might be ATF.
ATF. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Good catch.
ATF.
Jake would be really good at that, wouldn't he?
I think so.
Jake. Just if there's anybody here that would have a chance to be like in the FBI or CIA, it's Jake.
It's Jake.
Me and you and me would not get through the first day. Like, we'd be like, thanks for
coming. I'd like to watch that training, though. I'd like to watch that.
Would you?
I would.
I take that back. I think we would have a chance. I think we would.
I'd like to watch all three of us afterwards.
Yeah.
How that would go.
We'd be fine.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
Like a private screening, you know? Yeah. Private.
What are you thinking about right now? What kind of private screen?
Well, I'm just saying, if we could watch the show. It's like it's a show. People could watch us as we're training, and then we could watch it afterwards. Like it's a TV show.
What training are you envisioning? Yeah. Are you talking about the Navy SEALs at this point?
No, any sort of.
Is this a push-up contest?
Yes. Every possible thing you can ever think of. Any sort of training.
Will Simple have his shirt off?
No, I hope not. I hope he keeps that on.
It's on.
I got a phone call from Bill last night, and he asked me what I was doing. I was on the way to Omaha to watch baseball, which, Bill, you know, we go back to a couple years ago. Bill informed us that if the World Series was having Game 7 at Haymarket Park and a helicopter dropped him off at the pitcher's mound, he would not go.
Of the World Series.
Of the Game 7.
What if there's a Dodgers game?
If it's Yankees-Dodgers, I'm going to think about it. That'd be it, though.
I went to an Omaha Storm Chasers game last night. I wanted to watch.
Did you get rained out?
No, it didn't rain at all in Omaha.
We had nice rain here in Lincoln.
It stayed south of Omaha, went to Lincoln, so nice soaking rain here in town. But I watched the Royals' top prospect, Jack Caglianone, who is going to be in the majors in the next couple months, and he had a couple nice hits. It was fun to see the ballpark. I haven't been to Warner Park for a couple years.
It's a big horse, isn't it? He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
The big horse is in town.
He hit one of the farthest foul balls I've ever seen in my entire life. It left the ballpark like that.
My face was like, you're what?
Yeah.
I'm driving to Warner Park to watch a Kansas City Royals.
At what time?
Yeah,
this is about 6 o'clock, Bill called me. About 6.
And I'm just like, I was like, that's
– getting ready for bed.
I wasn't mad. I was getting like, wow, we're I'm showered up and ready to go to bed.
At 6 o'clock, I'm calling it good.
I had dinner about 4.
I'm calling it tonight.
Had the Bluebird special, and I'm ready to wrap it up. And Jake's just getting in his car going to Omaha. Yeah,
it's amazing that the youth.
What he does.
It's youth.
It is.
I haven't been to a game for a while. It was fun. It was a good time.
How was the crowd?
It was, for a Wednesday night, it wasn't overly packed, but it was probably better than recent weeks.
Give me a number.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I don't even know the capacity of
3,500.
Let's go with that. Let's go with 3,000 to 3,500, something like that.
Sounds like a pretty decent crowd.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know what their full capacity is. So, if their capacity is like 8,000, then it wasn't that
Saturday.
Much. But it was pretty good. It was fun.
So, who won the ball game?
I don't think the Chasers won. I left in the sixth inning. You know, we had Scotland with us. She went to bed like at 9:45 last night. That's some bad parenting right there. But
no, it's fine.
We tried to power through.
I can't
imagine
that all of a sudden, like her junior year, she does something, gets in trouble. I know what it was, a storm chaser night.
Dad took me to storm chaser.
13 months old.
How am I supposed to recover from that?
She's
in
trouble.
I haven't caught up on my sleep yet.
Yeah. She's in trouble. Hey, what? There's a couple other questions. What did you have to eat?
I had a brat.
Did you?
Yeah. How was it?
It's kind of a staple. If you go to a ball game, you got to get a hot dog or a brat, right? Isn't that?
Yes.
Like football, no. Baseball, yes.
Or a hot dog.
Did you have a beer?
I had a beer. I had two beers, actually. I had a Michelob Ultra, and I had some sort of Mexican lager.
Really? You mixed it?
Yeah. One in a can, one in a draft.
Okay.
One was a tall boy like you'd get at the Garth Brooks concert. So there was, you know, some ounces consumed.
Okay, that sounds kind of fun,
but
actually.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun, yeah.
And Gaglione, that's his name?
Caglione.
Gaglione.
Caglione. There you go. It goes by Cags.
That's a great name.
It is a great nickname.
He's set for MLB.
I think he is. I mean, yeah. And he cranked a foul ball.
That went, it was out of the stadium like that. And then he hit an opposite field double that was just right down the line. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful hitting.
So off to a good start.
Yes. Two for three hits last night.
Billy came up from Double A.
That's where you usually come from.
Usually. Not always.
Typically.
Yeah, it's not always.
I understand.
They don't always follow.
And he hit five home runs in four games when he got to Triple A, so he's doing well.
Is that right?
Yes. Anything else?
Was that his first home game? Is that what we're talking
about? No, it was second. He had one Tuesday night.
Oh.
So this is his second home game. It'll be very packed this weekend when it's the Chasers are at home and they have people for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's a lot of pressure.
Swim will be there this weekend, not last night.
He wasn't there last night?
Not last night, but he will be there this weekend.
Were these complimentary tickets?
Yes, my Uncle John hooked us up.
Yeah,
he was there, so shout out to Uncle John for the tickets right behind home plate. He's had them for years. So.
Did you have any talk right behind home plate?
It was.
No,
there's a legendary fan for the Chasers that always goes, stir it up, stir up a storm. Wasn't there last night.
No stir up the storm?
He has like a half-cut Sunny Delight like container where he whips it like this, and he goes to like a megaphone. Like he's yelling at the batters. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one time the Royals Chasers had a guy named Drew Waters, who's now in the majors. He goes, Waters World! Waters World! And then every time he looks at the fan, he goes, stir up the storm! Stir it up! His name is Jan. And he's a legend in Omaha.
His name is Jan.
His name is Jan. Yeah, his name is Jan. I was so sad he wasn't there because
that would be sick.
He is the best fan I've ever seen in any sporting event in my entire life.
If you had told me about him and I went to one, he wasn't there, I'd have lost it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lose it.
Waters.
There was one time, there was a guy whose name was Wilmer, and he goes, Wilmer! Jan. But he wasn't there.
Okay.
Anything else? I don't
from check you. Days.
Yes.
I don't think so. I got a haircut yesterday. It does now.
It does, yeah.
Because couldn't even tell I got one.
I can tell.
I think it looks good.
All right. So I'm not going to be down. I'm not going to say where I got or anything. I just walked out and thought.
You're drinking a canned iced tea. That freaks me out.
I'm serving that at Matt Talbot.
In a million years. Like that. What would you like? Do you have a canned iced tea? I guess it's like with lemon? Yeah, I got it right
here.
It's
right behind us.
I know. It still freaks
me
out.
This is something to wet my whistle. It
freaks me out.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Get a free quote on fertilizer within 24 hours from Newton's Lawn Care. We've been reading a lot about these SEC spring meetings in Destin this week. Brian Kelly had an interesting comment yesterday from LSU. He said that he thinks he speaks for the room for SEC coaches. He said that, I speak for the room, when he said that he thinks that the coaches in the SEC want to play Big Ten teams in the regular season for non-conference. You know, Sam Pittman said he'd like to have 8 conference games, but also would like to have a 9th game be versus a Big Ten team. If a Big Ten coach was asked the same question, do you think they would answer and say we'd like to play an SEC team every
year?
Well,
it depends who you're talking to. Yeah. It depends who you're talking to. And he, by the way, Kelly was not accurate. And there's, in the article, at least the article I read, there are other coaches who said, no, I mean, I'm not necessarily.
You see, he said he speaks for the room. He said, that's what goes on. I speak for the room here.
Shane Beamer, then South Carolina would play Clemson. Yeah. Well, they'd play their 9 game schedule plus Clemson plus a Big Ten team. Yeah. So he was a little more hesitant.
Yes. He's like, we're not losing that game. Also,
right.
Clemson. If I read this right, I believe I did, that Brian Kelly also said that he also is in favor of a 9 game SEC and a Big Ten game.
That's what he said.
Yep.
He said he speaks for the room.
He said that.
Pittman was very adamant about just that the things we talk about on this show, that there needs to be games for the fans.
Right.
There needs to be games for the fans. So that would be awesome if there was some sort of a scheduling model between the two conferences.
It would be. Now, here's what the CBS Sports article said. The LSU coach said SEC football coaches want 9 conference games plus an annual Big Ten game. However, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman later said he would actually prefer 8 conference games and maintain the status quo. But if he had to add a 9th game, his preference was for it to be a Big Ten opponent. Beamer was kind of the same. I mean, Beamer, think about South Carolina if they played 9 conference games plus Clemson plus a Big Ten.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like, he handled it really well. He said our situation is different because we're saying 9 plus Clemson plus a Big Ten alliance. Great. I'm all for it. But it'd be like the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Green Bay Packers in an 18th regular season game when the other teams aren't. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. So,
smart comment.
Yeah. Kelly, now here's what I was going to ask you guys. Is this Brian Kelly just being a sort of a lunatic because he wants to steer the conversation away from himself?
Well, he has to have had some – maybe not all backing, but there must have been several that agreed with him in the room. He wouldn't have said that without – that there wasn't several that agreed with him.
Somebody did.
He's not all by himself on this.
No. I don't think that.
Not all
but
by
I just
himself.
Wonder if he went all in on this because it's a little hot for him at LSU. This changes the narrative a little bit.
It might be. They're really good this year, though.
They're supposed to be. But they got to win, right?
Yes. Like I said, they're the last 3 coaches there won a national championship. So the expectation is real simple. Win a national championship. That's what the expectation is.
He's got to get in the playoff, right? Pretty much.
Yes.
He's got to get in the playoff, and I think they lost 4 last year. So I don't know. That's just as I was reading it, I was thinking, what is he doing? Well, maybe that's what it is. Just – we don't need the conversation to be all about LSU. I don't know. It's just a theory.
Like I said, just better games. You just have to have better games. I would prefer. I think the SEC Big Ten alliance would be really cool, but it sounds very difficult. I just wish they would just go to 9 in the conference.
The SEC
just go to everyone. SEC, ACC, just go to 9, because once you go to 9 in the SEC, you've created a bunch of really good games
and money inventory.
So, and then, like I said, when you have better inventory, when you renegotiate your contracts for TV, it'll go really, really well for you. But eventually, the fans want better games, because when you have to go to there's always, like I said, the SEC has theirs usually late in the year. where everyone else has theirs in the beginning of the year.
Right.
Theirs always comes about week 11 where they have a game. It's like, really? All of a sudden, you know, 50,000 people show up to a stadium because it's like we're playing someone that
Howard.
It's Austin Peay or something. Yeah, it's just what are we Wofford. Doing? Where everyone else does it up yeah. front. And yeah. so it's a little bit different that way.
I guess the ADs have been much more willing to move to 9 conference games. Where's the pushback on that? Is that at what level? Is that coaches? They're saying it's not. They're saying they want to do. I don't know.
What all comes?
What's
about,
the holdup? Is what I'm getting at.
The holdup right now is it's a difficult situation because the ACC doesn't do it.
Right.
The SEC says what's their biggest reason for it? We're too good. We beat each other up.
Yeah.
If we play the ninth game, we're gonna that's basically the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Where the ACC's like, that's not really true. Where it's like the scheduling isn't that brutal. But that's the storyline, is that they beat each other up too much. There's just too much talent top to bottom mm-hmm. in the league. And so
there's some truth to that.
There is truth to that. Even though with the Big Ten holding court on the last 2 years on the championship, which still that still trumps everything,
mm-hmm.
but the top to bottom, I don't think anybody argues that one. If you start matching up the teams, it's like, yeah, that's going to lead more to the SEC.
I think so. I've gotten some pushback on that though when I've written it. Like I think the
what kind of pushback you getting?
Just from fans. Mm-hmm. I mean that I'm a SEC homer mm-hmm. and I'm like, I don't know, mm-hmm. top to bottom, it doesn't seem like it's close to me, but. I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to go down that road because I don't want to butt heads with people today. We're raising money.
We are.
Yeah, that's our deal, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you know where we're at? Right now we're at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. We're on remote broadcast. We're on until 9. We're on our air today until 6 p.m. with the ticket. And we are raising funds for Give to Lincoln Day. Go to givetolincoln.com, search Matt Talbot in the search. The reason you want to choose Matt Talbot is because their mission is to relieve hunger, overcome homelessness, address addiction, and provide outreach and advocacy in Lincoln. givetolincoln.com. Choose Matt Talbot where we're at today.
Now we are inside. In the
yes.
past, people could drive by and just whip money out the window.
True.
And we can still do that.
That's
if you whip
true.
By if you go by the west side
yep.
of the
correct.
Of the complex here
yep.
on North 27th, we'll still accept money that's getting whipped out the window.
Yes.
Put it in a bag.
Lori.
Just put it in a bag. Put it in a bag.
Gym bag.
Yes, a gym bag full of money.
Yeah.
And Lori Wellman will go out
yes.
and pick that up.
Lori will take the money from me. And, yes. and also, if you drop off in person, we will have different prizes, like potentially College World Series tickets to give away.
Please stop by.
Lincoln Salt Dogs tickets and more. Give restaurant gift certificates, all that if you stop by and donate in person. Also, again, we encourage you to donate online at givetolincoln.com.
Matt Talbot provides two hot, nutritious meals every day of the year. Lunch is from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and dinner from 5:30 to 6:30. This requires people working. It requires food. It requires money.
It does.
A lot. It requires a lot.
It does.
So whip by here with a gym bag full of greens.
Yes. Yes.
Or go to givetolincoln.com.
Tax deductible.
Thank you.
When we come back, NIL money is so good that first-round picks in the NBA potentially coming back to college. Is that why a player is going back to somewhere else? We'll discuss that next in early break.
Let's talk ticket. About it.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket's coverage for Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach for Give to Lincoln Day. Donate today to givetolincoln.com and type in Matt Talbot in the search bar. Make an impact today with Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.